Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, April 11th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has announced that it is dropping out of an industry trade group that has shifted towards focusing on data privacy laws that don't protect consumers. This news was first reported by Politico, and Apple confirmed the decision through a spokesperson. The trade group, which is called the State Privacy and Security Coalition, is notoriously secretive. It's run by a law firm, DLA Piper, and has been criticized for pushing privacy legislation that favors members of the industry instead of consumers. Apple's decision to leave this group was reportedly driven by those same concerns, with the company taking issue with legislation the SPSC was pushing that would not adequately protect user data. In a statement, the head of the SPSC and the group's general counsel said that it does not comment on membership changes, but that it does support a federal privacy law that establishes consistent protections for consumers. But despite what it said in that statement, the SPSC is pushing for bills across the U.S. that, while claiming to protect user privacy, are actually significantly more tech-friendly than Apple's beliefs. For example, one bill that was passed in Utah, backed by the SPSC, was widely criticized for its generous exemptions for financial institutions and its policy of giving companies 1 month to fix privacy violations before the state can bring enforcement actions. Apple's decision to depart the group comes ahead of Tim Cook headlining a global privacy summit tomorrow, where he's expected to give a keynote address that opens the summit and reiterate Apple's belief that privacy is a fundamental human right. In other news today, Apple could soon release a new version of its USB-C wall adapter with a notable improvement. A support document briefly published to Apple's website and seen by 9to5Mac reveals that the company is working on a new dual USB-C power adapter that can support speeds of up to 35 watts. It's unclear when Apple plans to release this accessory, and it's also possible that it's been scrapped altogether, but the support document makes it clear that the accessory does at least exist somewhere. The document was removed quickly after being published, but this would mark the first time that Apple has released a dual USB-C charger of any kind. The 35 watts of power would be enough to charge multiple iPhones, or a single iPhone and an Apple Watch, or a handful of other combinations of accessories. For example, the iPhone 13 Pro Max is capable of fast charging at speeds as high as 27 watts. This would mean the dual USB-C wall adapter could fast charge an iPhone 13 Pro Max and also charge another accessory such as an Apple Watch. In fact, the Apple Watch Series 7 is also capable of fast charging with any USB-C wall plug that provides 5 watts of power. This accessory would also support USB-C power delivery technology, according to the support document, and it could even support gallium nitride technology, which is a new type of technology that makes chargers smaller and more powerful, and is currently only used by Apple with the charger that's included in the 16-inch MacBook Pro. Again, it's unclear when this dual USB-C 35-watt power adapter will be released, but it's clearly something Apple has developed and is planning a release for sooner rather than later, as long as it hasn't been scrapped. Rounding out today, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman is out with a new report focused on what he expects Apple to announce at WWDC in June. First off, in regards to iOS 16, Bloomberg says that the company is not planning an end-to-end redesign for iOS, but it is planning changes to notifications as well as health and fitness tracking features. iPadOS 16 could feature a new iPadOS multitasking interface, according to the report. This comes after iPadOS 15 made it easier for users to take advantage of existing multitasking capabilities, but without adding any more powerful features. Bloomberg also says the Apple Watch could get major updates to health and activity tracking, but we don't really know any more details beyond that. Bloomberg also doubles down that Apple is unlikely to announce anything about its mixed reality headset at WWDC, but we should be able to see quite a bit of evidence of that headset in iOS 16 in the form of new AR and VR features. And finally, as far as hardware is concerned, Bloomberg says that Apple could release at least two new Macs at WWDC, one of which could be the highly anticipated redesigned version of the MacBook Air. Apple is also working on an updated Mac Mini and a 24-inch iMac update, and a new low-cost MacBook Pro to replace the existing 13-inch model. So it seems like WWDC this year could be a mix of hardware announcements and the usual software announcements, with new Macs on the way amid the continued Apple Silicon transition and the usual focus on things like iOS 16 and macOS 13. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.